This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 203 for Thursday, December 28th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is adding on to Wednesday's gains, despite lighter trading activity and mixed sentiment in comparable oils. While Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are up, Malaysian palm oil is lower. Crude oil is also down due to increasing supply. The Canadian dollar is up nearly one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Wednesday's close. The March canola contract is up $7 per ton at $676.20. In the United States, corn is steady, while soybeans and wheat are trading in positive territory. A Panamanian bulk carrier intending to load grain on a port in the River Danube was hit by a Russian mine in the Black Sea on Wednesday, injuring two people on board, according to Ukrainian officials. A sailor from Egypt was taken to hospital in the Ukrainian city of Izmail. The Rosario Grain Exchange projected 2023-24 Argentine total grain production at approximately 137 million tons, which would be the country's second largest grain harvest in history. Argentina's government raised domestic minimum biodiesel prices by approximately 34% to $1,143.84 US per ton. The corn-based bioethanol price was raised 28% to 57 US cents per liter. The March corn contract is up 1 US cent per bushel at $4.77. Brazilian consultancy Abiov cut its projection for the country's 2023-24 soybean production by 1.6 million tons to 160.3 million. Soybean exports were reduced by 900,000 tons to 99.3 million, while the crush was unchanged at 54.5 million. Abiov also projected 41.7 million tons of soy meal production, as well as 11 million tons of soy oil. Weather forecasts are predicting rains for much of northeastern Brazil from Sunday until late next week, relieving dry conditions. Southern Brazil and Argentina are also expected to see some rains. Argentina's soybean crop is expected to be 48 million tons, well above last year's drought-stricken harvest. The March soybean contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.24. Cockerill raised its estimate for 2024 European grain production, including figures from the United Kingdom, by 100,000 tons at 139.4 million. Silvicon cut its projection for 2023-24 wheat exports by 200,000 tons at 48.6 million in Russia. Egypt is tendering for wheat to be delivered in March. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.31. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.43. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.25. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 28th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.